Courage Milwaukee says all it needs now is clearance from the city and state. According to co-founder Brad Schlaikowski, the home will be the first of its kind in the state. It would also have a center for therapy sessions as well as job training. Schlaikowski says whether teens have been on the street for a day or months, they've undergone trauma.
And I think that if they feel that they're in a safe environment where everyone accepts them and it's all about inclusion, it's only going to help their healing process faster.
Nicholas Heck, a professor at Marquette University, says homelessness is one of many problems disproportionately facing LGBTQ youth. He says bullying and abuse are common and resources are limited. Ximena Condi, Wisconsin Public Radio.